Good morning. It's Friday, September 11th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know, to be in the know. Vice President J.D. Vance took center stage at the Republican convention in Dallas on Thursday in a speech seen as an early test of his prospects for the 2028 presidential nomination. Vance delivered a nationalist message that drew strong support from the pro-Trump crowd, with some attendees chanting, 48, 48, in reference to a possible future presidency. Trump later praised Vance as a talented vice president who did very well. Trump has not endorsed a successor, while Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio are seen as leading possibilities. With Trump constitutionally barred from a third term, Republicans are increasingly focused on who could carry his political movement forward. Another news. Economists expect U.S. consumer prices to have risen 0.4% in August, after increasing just 0.1% in July. Gasoline prices averaged $4.19 a gallon last month, up from $4.06 in July, according to the Energy Information Administration. The expected increase comes as oil prices have climbed above $100 a barrel, adding to concerns that inflation could remain elevated. A Reuters survey also forecasts core consumer prices, excluding food and energy, to rise 0.2%. Financial markets were pricing in about a 70% chance of a Federal Reserve rate hike at next week's meeting. Economist Joe Bruzuelas said the energy shock from the war now appears persistent. The inflation data could shape the Fed's next decision. Around the world, Houthi fighters have reportedly seized the port city of Mocha from Saudi-backed pro-government forces after fierce clashes on Wednesday night. The city lies just 75 kilometers from the Bab al-Mandab Strait, a critical gateway for shipping between Asia and Europe. Residents described panic and families fleeing their homes, while hundreds of people have reportedly been killed and thousands displaced during the week-long offensive. Houthi officials said clashes had ended in western coastal districts and insisted Red Sea navigation remained safe, while maintaining a threat against Saudi-linked shipping. Pro-government commander Tariq Saleh said his forces had paid a heavy price during an offensive he described as planned and supported by Iran. The capture could further raise tensions around a major global trade route. Another news. The Israeli military said Thursday that it dismantled underground infrastructure belonging to Hezbollah at the Ali al-Tahrir Ridge in southern Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Israel Katz said the operation completed the consolidation of a security zone in the area. The military said the underground network stretched for more than 2 kilometers and contained rockets, missiles, drones, anti-tank weapons, and explosives. It also said a Hezbollah command complex with weapons storage and living quarters was located inside. Israeli forces are expected to remain in the area to prevent Hezbollah from rebuilding its capabilities. The development comes as a U.S.-brokered framework for Israeli withdrawal, and Hezbollah disarmament remains stalled, leaving the future of southern Lebanon uncertain. Another news. Ukrainian officials say 5 people were killed and 67 wounded when a Russian drone struck a shopping mall in Pavlohrad on Thursday. 8 of those injured were children. Ukraine's interior minister said the attack happened during daylight hours, when the streets were full of people. President Volodymyr Zelensky offered condolences to the victims' families and accused Russia of using drones against civilians. Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha called the strike a tactic of coercion, saying Ukraine was being pressured through relentless attacks. Russia has also reported Ukrainian drone attacks, including an overnight strike on the resort city of Sochi that officials said wounded 28 people. The latest violence comes as renewed U.S.-backed peace efforts have produced few concrete results. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.